Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We are speaking all about Italian wine this morning, a little bit early, but hey, it's Friday. Pear and Olive at Hildesheim is organising an Italian wine tasting. Behind it is the Cambridge-based wine importers Vine and Cork. Andrea is with us this morning in the studio. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for coming.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us a little bit about Vine and Cork to start with. How long have you been in the business?
Oh, we've been in the business. We're very new, so we've been in the business for just over a year. We started last year.
Yeah. Interesting.
And we import small boutique Italian wine from artisan producer from Italy directly.
What makes an artisan producer?
Oh, it's basically all these producers that have family-run business to start with, mm-hmm. and that they are still hanging on to traditional method and way of making wine. So that would be probably too costly for a big producer or, you know, supermarket-based wine. But there are people that are still, you know, sticking with their traditions and basically using all the family knowledge that they passed on.
When you say traditional methods, I have this idea in my head where you get the grapes, you stick them into a massive big barrel, and then you get in and you stamp on them with your feet.
Well, that was traditional, yeah, sometimes. So some people might still do a very manual pressing, but it's a bit more obviously with all health and safety issues. So, yeah, it's still a bit more, it's traditional, but more, machine-based as well.
So. And are there regions in particular that you focus on in Italy? Because they're all very, very different.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, we have many, many regions, many different wines from all the regions. So Tocnus grape only in Italy are more than 300, plus you have all the blends. But we started with the north, which is where we are from as well. Mm-hmm. Veneto and Piedmont, which are two very strong regions for Italian wine. And then we are slowly, gradually expanding to the south as
which
well.
Kind of, some of the wines that maybe we would know from those regions.
Well, you would probably have heard of Barolo, for example, uh-huh. which is, you know, a very famous wine from Piedmont, north west of Italy, or Prosecco, which is northeast. So those are the two, say, more known wines.
And which are some of the wines that you sort of import, which are a bit more, you know, lesser known but really excellent?
Yeah, so we are importing some of the known one, but say 50% more of also the unknown blends and grapes that people wouldn't have heard. And mm-hmm. And actually the dinner we are doing and the producer we are bringing to Cambridge is one of these that is rediscovered a very old grape and brought it back to, you know, to life basically.
Interesting, fantastic stuff. So could you tell us a little bit about, I mean, there's wines coming from all over the world. What is it that's sort of an Italian wine? What makes it kind of that little bit extra special?
Well, I can tell you what, you know, makes our wine special.
Yeah,
And what we want to do, which is also the goal, is we want to sell and tell people the story behind the wine, behind the label, not only the bottle itself or, you know, a bottle of wine. Everybody can pretty much sell a bottle of wine, I think. So the very interesting part is the culture behind it, the people that make it, you know, the story, why certain wine came about and all that. So which we have found very interesting, also very good feedbacks from people. So give a bit more round knowledge and also, you know, the way the certain wines are made, what are the differences and what you should be aware of when you buy wine as well.
Now, you're importing the wine.
Yes.
You then sell it on to independents or even the chains?
We sell it through our website to independent and also to businesses, as we started to approach several businesses to sell the wine, restaurants, bistro and bars.
Right. So these would be people maybe with just a single restaurant, or maybe they'd have a collection of them instead?
Normally,
does it matter? Or
well, I think this, in the same way where we find and target our customer to be more, you know, the wine lover and wine connoisseur, in the same way we target also the same businesses that have, you know, their food is also, you know, they're also passion behind the food, certain level of quality to go with the wines.
So that's sort of the case at Pear and Olive, really.
Yes.
They have, you were saying, they have a Michelin-starred chef.
Yeah, Gail is Michelin-rated star chef, which was in the US. He had a Michelin-star restaurant, and he cooked for, you know, very high-profile celebrity. he opened this restaurant and this venture last year, and he specialised on wine and food pairing as well, because he owned a vineyard as well in the US, so he knows very well about wines, grapes, and techniques as well. So.
Beautiful. So, can you tell us a little bit about pairing with food and wine?
Yeah,
just beginner's lesson in how to go about doing that.
Well,
I mean, I know, for instance, that, you know, with fish, don't have red wine. You need white wine. You know, that's
well,
as There
are some general rules that obviously you should observe, but generally you go with a pairing that has the wine can stand up to the food you're matching it to, so you don't want to overpower or cover the flavors of the food or the wine with either of them, and it's more about the overall experience that the pairing would give you, but you know you can't. It's not 100% all that you cannot go with a big contrast. So there's also, you know, the contrast with food and wine is also very good. A very good example for it is the Moscato wine, which is a very sweet wine that you probably would have heard, that normally people would pair it with some dessert.
Yeah.
But a very good contrast pairing, which works very well, for example, is Stilton and Moscato, so cheese,
really?
Yeah, which is very strong with a very sweet wine. It's fantastic. So
how interesting.
It's all about
I'm a bit of a blue cheese fan, so I can.
something
to try.
That's something to try that I would recommend. Absolutely.
I would love to know who made that discovery.
Well, sommelier obviously are the key people that will normally are very good at doing this, and then I think at certain point then it almost becomes a personal taste as well. So, yeah.
And you're doing a lot of the pairing during the event at Pear and Olive, aren't you? I think.
Yes, that's a five-course dinner with five wine pairings specifically paired for this event, and also because the wines are very, very specific of a very specific grape, so they need to be prepared.
And I guess it works well because if you have a number of people there, it's not, you know, if it's like dinner for two and a five wine pairing, it gets a bit complicated.
It's pretty much a private dinner for a maximum of 16 people, and obviously with the producer on site, which is very, very
yes. Now this is the Lucy. You might have to help me on the pronunciation of this one. Cicchetto.
Cicchetto.
I'm told if you wave your hands around when you pronounce it, the words come out better. But they're very well known in the Italian wine.
Yes,
wine industry.
They are, especially in they're part of Italy, which is Veneto, where they're coming from. It's a producer lays in the Prosecco region,
yes.
But they specialize on any wine that is not Prosecco. So they actually make red wines and very good sparkling champagne style wine as well. So
that sounds pretty good. So if people are interested, if you've whetted both their appetite and their palate, this is taking place when?
Yeah, give us the details.
Okay, so it's taking place at the Pear and Olive restaurant in Hildesheim, and the people can book by either writing to reserve@pearolive.com or call 01223 890446. So it's £65 five course, five wines pairing dinner.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. We'll add those details to the website when we do the listen again a little later on today. It's been fascinating. I've enjoyed
very
this.
Very interesting. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in, Andrea. Oh no! So I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm virtually a native. Yes, I'll let Miss Milazzo do the travel for that. Thanks for it. It's 8:40. Cambridge 105 Radio.